My granddaughter, Emily Rose Firestone, is 6. She came early, just shy of 8 weeks early, kind of surprised everybody. Fortunately, her weight was high enough so that she was not flown to Wellington that day. She was able to stay the first 4 weeks of her life at Nelson Hospital. So I spent time at Nelson Hospital visiting Emily and my son and my daughter, my daughter-in-law. But I never was able to help to hold Emily. The bonding that happened in that four-week period in the beginning of her life was just with her mom and dad. Sometime in week 5, she was able to go home, and that was Stoke. And a little while after that, I don't know, 2 or 3 weeks after that, I got a telephone call one afternoon from my daughter-in-law, and she asked me if I was free that afternoon and I could come to the house and look after Emily while she went for a walk and then had a shower. Yeah, those were mums who just made that noise. Having had 2 babies myself, I knew just exactly how she was feeling, what she was saying, and I said, absolutely, I'll be there like in 5 minutes. So when I got to the house, Emily was on her back in the lounge, and there was some kind of really elaborate mobile attention stimuli type thing, you know, that she was looking at. She didn't see me in that moment at all, so it was working. I went into the kitchen dining room area, and her mom showed me this outfit that was new, that was just this like cocoon, really snuggly kind of thing. It just zipped up, the whole body goes in, and she laid it down, zip open, on the mattress of the Moses bed that was in the space between the kitchen and the dining room. And then she said goodbye, and she walked out the ranch slider. So I went back into the lounge, and this time Emily noticed me, and it was just like really so intuitive. She knew her mom had left, and she started crying, serious crying, really upset crying. I really gently picked her up, and I put her against my body, and I started walking around the house. I was cooing, I was humming, really soft, you know, really soft talking to her. She was just getting more and more upset. It absolutely, nothing worked. She was like screaming. And, you know, that was all my tools. I didn't have anything else. And I noticed this little snuggly thing waiting for her arrival, how perfect. In the Moses bed, so I laid her down onto it, zipped it up right away, and I could see on her face that she knew where she was. Things were familiar, and she started to calm herself, started to connect, you know, with more relaxed breath, and the color of her face started, you know, to become more normal. I grabbed a dining room chair that was behind me, and I sat down, and I started just really gently rocking the Moses bed, just looking at this little tiny, tiny babe who was now, you know, her eyelids were getting really heavy, and she fell asleep. And I remained sitting there, looking at her, and kind of amazed, you know, that just 15, 20 seconds ago, she was just in a red rage, and now just this beautiful little angel face, and I'm rocking, and I start crying. And I'm crying, because in that moment, I realize, oops, here we go, I realize that what I was doing right then, I had never done with either of my babies. As soon as my babies went to sleep, I was up like Wonder Woman, wildly moving through the house, doing whatever chores needed to be done, hoping that they were going to sleep long enough so that I'd be able to finish the things that I felt I needed to do. And I was living on Stewart Island at the moment, Stewart Island at that time, you know, so my domestic life was not like really modern. And I'm having these thoughts and I'm crying and I'm looking at this sweet little face, and I also don't have any regrets because I totally get it in that moment. I totally understand this was a choice that I made, that when my babies were asleep, these were the things that I had to do. It was like the mom part that was very clear. And I was arriving, I was departing the mom part, I was arriving at the Nana part. And the Nana part was looking really different at that moment. I was just realizing, you know, it's about attention, it's about time, and it's about love. I sat there, gently rocking the Moses bed, looking at this sweet face, for somewhere between 30 and 40 minutes until her mom got home. And I thought to myself, I can do this. This is pretty great. Thank you.